I'd like to call to order the regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees, West Lafayette Community School Corporation, Wednesday, June 24th at 7:55. We are a little behind schedule. We're going to move now, though. First item on the agenda is approval of this evening's agenda.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Roush, seconded by Mrs. Anderson. Discussion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Agenda is approved. Item B, approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees, May 6th. Helen is typing as fast as she can.
We're going to have a meeting a year.
Need a motion?
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Springer, seconded by Mr. Burnett. Discussion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Agenda is approved. We can skip item C because the minutes from the special meeting of the Board of School Trustees on May 20th.
Work in progress.
No one has signed up to speak from the audience concerning current agenda items. Any unfinished business? Hearing none. New business. Junior Senior High School Bid Award.
On June 12th, we opened up bids for the Junior Senior High project. The lowest, most responsible bidder is Natcon at $181,900. I do want to say publicly this is about $32,000 higher than what we anticipated. However, Matcon is also doing the Cumberland project, and they are over the deadline to have the final walkthrough for the Cumberland project. So with working with that situation, they are reducing the cost, and with working with Larry Wood, they have said that this could go down to about $160,900, and we're still about $10,000 off. So they said that they would work with us because the window situation that happened in Cumberland and that delay. So I feel very confident that they'll be able to get it down into the ballpark figure and give us a credit for the delays at Cumberland. So I'm recommending your approval based upon the contingency that they do knock that down to the appropriate level that's for our budget.
Need a motion to approve the Junior Senior High bid award based on Matcon's success in adjusting their base bid as indicated.
So it might be a combination of a credit and a base, you know, a credit back from the Cumberland project.
Some kind of adjustment.
Yes.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mr. Marley. Discussion.
I guess I have some concerns about me hiring someone that gave us so much trouble on the Cumberland project, and then, okay, so out of the blue, they can now decide to give us a $32,000 credit. Why didn't they just give us that credit independent of this deal?
Wasn't their fault. It was the window manufacturer. That was a subcontractor. The window manufacturer sent us windows at the wrong measurement.
Right.
And so they were waiting for them to redo the windows. Okay. And so it was basically a window manufacturer. And it's not that they're bringing the $181,000 project down to $150,000. What they're going to do, they're going to give us a credit because I told them by June 1, if they are past June 1, they need to start giving us money back for the delay of the project. So they're going to give us approximately, I think, $10,000, Larry?
Was it? Yeah, it was $10,000.
They're going to give us $10,000 credit for the Cumberland project. And then Larry showed them, Gerard, when they did the specs, they did a couple of things that are a little bit more pricier than what really needs to be done. For instance, Larry showed them rather than cutting tile and concrete out, they could do a floor level. Is that it?
Floor level, yeah.
Floor level. And so that would take $10,000 off of that cost.
Okay.
And Larry thinks there's probably about another $10,000 worth of work that can be shaved off because the architects had a much... How do you explain that, Larry? Can you explain that to me?
Well, he's doing some things in the specs that it was in case something was bad. What we're looking at is the integrity is still there. We don't really need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take it out of the specs and reduce the cost.
That makes
sense. So Bob and I are meeting with Matt Kylan Friday and the architect, and we're going to go through it and see what we can reduce.
That makes sense.
So it's basically just finding a better way to do it at a reduced cost.
Yeah. Further discussion? Questions?
So in general, you were happy with Matt Kahn?
I've been happy with Matt Kahn, and the guys that have been working with him are back there. These two gentlemen work with them daily, so I'd have to defer to them.
That's good.
The two big problems we've had, like you said, have been with the sub, not with Matt Kahn. I mean, they're equally frustrated with the situation.
Okay.
Kind of like having a kid that you're really frustrated with.
None of us know anything about that.
Okay. You're laughing. I mean, Matt Kahn's laughing.
Right.
There you are.
And what's been nice about Matt Kahn, they've stepped up to the plate, they take the full responsibility, and they are fixing things at no charge to us. And I know that they have made some financial decisions that have impacted them adversely. And it was, again, at no fault to them, but they're trying to ensure that we have exactly what we bidded on, regardless of the issue that came up.
Any further discussion? All in favor of approving this bid award, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Item E, F, and G, and you do have those three handouts in your packet.
And our last work session.
5 minutes ago.
That one.
At our last work session, I wanted to let you have the data regarding food service, and I am recommending that we move forward with bringing our food service in-house, that we reject all the outside contractor bids, that we post for a food service director, and for the 2009-2010 school year, we take our food service program in-house.
And the board has had this information. It's not just new information that we're getting this evening, even though we just had a work session talking about it. We had it in our packets on Friday. So I guess we need a recommendation to move our food service in-house and post for a food service director. Do we need two motions for that, or shall we have one?
I think you can do it all under one umbrella.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mrs. Anderson. Discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Item H. Karen, now this is your baby.
Calendar is about ready to hang me in.
Oh. And I don't blame them.
Well, let's hang Tony Bennett instead of
I don't want to put
okay.
Here's right. What happened, and I'm going to take, I take full responsibility for it. The concept that I came up with the calendar worked in theory, but it didn't work per DOE regulation.
Oops.
We ended up having still two of our 180 days at half days, and the half days will not be approved by the DOE on any given student day within the 180-day requirement, unless it's an act of God or a weather issue. If we have a two-hour weather delay, we don't have to make that up. But you can't have a half a day for professional development, etc., on any of those 180 days. The calendar that I had you approve at the last board meeting and the calendar committee worked so hard on that we all thought we had it, we had a teacher realize that two of those 180 student days were half days, and so the DOE was not going to count it. So we are back to the original calendar start date of August 17th, and what we're going to do, pending discussion with the WLEA, because I still have to go through the discussion committee with this, we would take the full days that teachers are in session, not when the students are, but when the teachers are in session, make them half days, and allow us to bank teacher time. The concept is now banking teacher time, not banking student time. And this was actually a suggestion by one of our teachers at discussion, which I thought was a very good suggestion. So the calendar would be 180 full student days, no half days anywhere between the start of school and the end of school, unless we have a fog delay or a weather delay. The half days are teacher half days, so that teachers then can use the other half days for professional development, use the other half days for parent-teacher conferences. Plus, we're also discussing the concept that additional time is needed than just those half days. So at each building, there will be conversations with the teachers about banking their time, maybe leaving early on Friday and banking that time so that they can have additional time at some given point to do parent-teacher conferences or professional development well beyond the teacher day. So those are the conversations that we're having. We think we can make it work. And again, it's pending discussion with the Teachers Association. Well, you know, there's a contracted day, right? So what we would say is, rather than work your 7 hours or seven and a quarter hours, you leave with the students, and that's 30 minutes that we capture. And so if you do that three or four or five times, you've captured that time to put somewhere else later on to do parent-teacher conferences.
Come in for another day.
Yeah.
So this calendar doesn't have parent-teacher conferences.
Correct. We'd have to work it out building to building. We'll work it out building to building, and based upon what works best. And we've also talked about teachers using their prep time to do individual student-teacher conferences throughout the school year. I mean, there's a variety of combinations that we have to discuss with the Teachers Association, and whatever's best for the students and the parents and the teachers, that's what we want to come up with. But we do think the concept of banking teacher time will be somewhat used throughout the school year to help do this.
So is the intent, though, to still have K through 6 parent-teacher conferences once in the fall and once in the spring?
Yes, that's the intent. Now, how we go about doing that and the mechanism is what we have to work on. And I think, and Mary Beth, correct me if I'm wrong, I think I hear that at each building, it's far better to have the discussion at each building and how it works best for Cumberland and how it works best for Happy Hollow, as opposed to having a very standard structure for both of those buildings.
That's correct. In fact, there was a good amount of concern from both the elementaries that we make sure that it works for what they need. Both elementaries said that they needed 6-plus hours at least of parent conference time. Well, now with the state regulations, there's no way we can do that all in one chunk. So they're going to try to come up between the buildings with something that works best for them.
I appreciate the flexibility and creativity of our teachers wanting to do this. I mean, I've not heard of teachers banking time. You know, I like the concept. It's out of the box thing.
And so what about professional development thing?
Well, professional development would work the same way. That as we identify professional development, it could be a cadre of teachers banking time to work together. At the junior senior high school, most of their bank time will be professional development because they have NCA and they don't do the parent-teacher conferences. So you'll see a lot more going on this year with professional development at the junior senior high. Probably more focus at the elementaries to help us get the parent-teacher conferences fixed and laid out, and then we can expand that to do even more with professional development next year. What are we at the elementary? Sally?
Teachers will also be able to take professional days to attend conferences. It's not like there won't be staff development going on. There will.
Good point.
It will be offered at the conference.
Yep.
But then we also have to look at our
ceiling things, the 2 hours in the time.
Well, Mary Beth and I have come up with a plan to have a few acts of God on our own. But we won't do that.
I
that's first thing I thought of. So
they have to make it in.
CSC has reduced their day by 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
Every day.
Student day. Student. The teachers don't have to be there. So the teachers have, to bring their little kids there.
Yeah, they have little mini meetings. And we think, you know, we maintain the amount of instructional minutes that we currently have, and we work with the banking of teacher time outside the day to try to do something a little different. And it may not work, but I think it's a worthy venture to try.
And the Department of Education will okay it, we think?
Yes, this one's okay because this meets all of the requirements.
Yeah, there's 180.
There's 180 student days, full days. And I think, and also, students now don't have to start a day earlier like they did with the other calendar. They would start on Monday, August 17th.
Now, is the Department of Education, in their infinite wisdom, deciding that the testing days for ISTEPS count as an instructional 180 day?
Yeah,
well, that's interesting. Because we do, I noticed we have a pretty big lopsided semester. We got 94 days versus 86 days, but we do have spring ISTEPS. So that takes that out.
Always more different types of activities in the
and we get out
semester.
Before Christmas.
Yeah. First semester is completed by the end of winter break.
And Memorial Day.
Okay, are we going to approve this calendar again?
I wish you would. And I will do my best not to call the calendar committee together again for at least 1 month.
We can approve this before it goes to discussion because it's still going to be the same calendar. It's just how that's going to work on the side.
Yeah, what it will be is pending discussion. If there is an issue that comes up in discussion, it will need to be addressed, of course, and however we address it, we would bring that back to the board to finalize. But I think that the concept or the days, the starting date and ending date and 180 days will be fine. It's the issue of the banking of time and how all of those things work will be the major point of discussion. So that's why there's not a lot put on this with regards to that as of yet.
It's going to make for kind of a weird finals week in May because school ends on a Thursday. They'll only have a 4-day.
Yeah.
Because Friday was like the makeup day, the conflicts day.
Right.
Well, finals usually wouldn't start till Tuesday.
Yeah. So now that's
it's only a 4-day.
That's true.
And we still maintain the integrity of having built-in snow days second semester.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think that helps.
I move approval of this amazingly well-revised calendar.
I will try not to bring it back to you again until the next time we know something.
Okay. Mrs. Anderson, seconded by Mrs. Springer, that we approve yet this version of the 2009-2010 school calendar, pending talking with
pending
in discussion.
Pending action.
Pending whatever. Okay. Discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Calendar is approved again.
We just made a lot of children happy starting school a little bit later.
Permission to advertise 2010 budget. That information is on your executive summary.
We find ourselves in an unusual situation this year, and that the state is still in legislative session trying to iron out a budget. And so before we know what our funding formula will be, we're being asked to prepare our budgets and have them ready to be advertised before we even have a meeting with the state to find out what we're supposed to put in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Sure that they're going to get delayed.
Well, we hope.
I'll wait until the.
I hope that this it doesn't have to happen, but because of our local newspaper advertising space, we have to advertise in two papers, and we have to have our ad turned in 2 weeks prior to publication date. So to meet the deadlines as they are stated in the state statute today, our first ad has to appear on July 30th to be in compliance. Back that up 2 weeks, is July 16th. We have to have our budget in the hands of the newspaper. So, with that said, Mike Turner and I are going to be working diligently to put a document together. We've talked with other school corporations about how they're doing it. They're doing the same thing. They will put together
the best document that they can based on last year's, that we are expecting to have an approved document any day for the '09 budget. We're told it's been approved by the DLGF. We have a copy from Miranda Busey, but we do not have the final from the DLGF yet. So we would take last year, or the 2009 budget that we're working off of today, and advertise again based upon a higher amount than we would expect to receive back. But tonight we are asking your permission to do that without much knowledge of where we're going in the future. It's very difficult to ask you to do that when we don't know yet where we are this year.
So we're asking for permission to advertise the 2010 budget with flexibility in the timeline depending between advertising and presenting to the board.
Yes.
So moved.
Well said.
Second.
Okay, moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mr. Burnett. Discussion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Permission to continue temporary loan from transportation to retirement severance fund. Connie?
Last summer, I requested permission to transfer $44,300 from our transportation fund to our retirement severance fund to cover a deficit that we had because we had not received our tax payment from the county. Had to carry that over at the end of the year because we had not received our tax payment yet from the county. We have still not received our tax payment from the county, so we would not have enough. We've had to pay our severance bond, which is due the 10th of this month, has been paid, but we will be short at the end of June if you don't allow me to continue that over to the next half of this year. We do anticipate getting funding sufficient to pay that before the end of the year, but I can't guarantee I won't be back in December asking you to allow me to carry this forward again. So that's the story on the
So we need to grant permission to continue temporary loan from transportation to retirement severance fund.
So moved.
Second. We can't charge the county for any of this.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson, seconded by Mrs. Roush.
Where you're at, Bill?
Can we foreclose on the county?
Discussion. What are we going to do, Brad?
Well, there's a link. Technical default.
So. Well, this doesn't really cost us anything.
No, this is
just
a temporary
fund.
It's a temporary loan, but I have to have permission from the board to do it and to continue. It's just the fact that you have to do it.
Yeah. Any further discussion?
Keep track of it.
What sort of shape is the transportation fund in?
It has sufficient funding. Our fund balance today is about $66,000. It's sufficient right now to allow us to do that. I couldn't borrow money from that if there wasn't enough money to have a cash balance.
I mean, relative to what the planned expenditures are from the transportation fund under, you know, reasonable set of assumptions.
Oh, it's fine. That was the fund that had the most cushion in it to borrow from. The state requires us to have positive fund balances at the end of the biennial period, which is June 30. July 1st, I could transfer the money back, and we could have a negative balance in the severance account, but I would have to borrow it again if we're not positive.
You don't see it impairing?
No.
So the $66,000 is actually after this $44,000 has already been taken out of it.
Correct.
Right. So that's
going to tell you in a few minutes that we're going to be getting more money tomorrow in that fund.
Okay.
So.
Been more patient.
Oh, no, you're fine. It's a few things down.
Yeah, it's a great question to make sure we got the money in the bank.
It becomes a jigsaw puzzle.
Any other questions, comments? We have a motion on the table. All in favor of granting this permission, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Permission is granted. Mm-hmm. Connie, again. LTD life insurance policies.
We've had a little bit of a change in our insurance status this summer with some changes within the ISTA. We've had to deal with the change in our health insurance being mandated from the ISTA to United Healthcare. That's a fairly smooth transition, doesn't require changing other than who we write our check to. United Healthcare is still the provider. There's just no other involvement by another organization. But our long-term disability and life policies are different. and that the ISDA will not be continuing its long-term disability coverage. We have to do something and do something quickly to make sure that our employees are secure to do that. Fortunately, Richard Sutton was on top of this with his agency. They had already made arrangements with a company or had identified a carrier, Madison National Life, that does long-term disability and life, has them in place. They're willing to take on all the schools who are losing their coverage, guaranteeing the same price for 2 years for long-term disability, and also offering a life insurance product identical to what we have at a reduced cost.
That's nice.
It's, you know, we've talked with the WLEA. They're on board with the decision. In order to protect our employees right now, we feel this is the best thing to do. So as of July 1st, we're asking your permission to change our provider for long-term disability and life insurance from the ISDA to Madison National Life.
Okay. I don't think I need to repeat it. I think you said it very well. So that's enough.
So
moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mr. Marlin. Discussion?
The benefits are identical.
Yes.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Update, mid-year funding. Tomorrow, the Indiana Bond Bank will deposit $907,402 into our capital projects account and $66,580 into our transportation fund at an interest rate of 1.25%.
Wow, wonderful.
Not a huge amount of money, but it will help, and a nice interest rate. This is just informational. You've already approved several times over all the documents, but until 22nd, I did not have the interest rate and the final dollar amount. So
we don't need a motion
here? No. Okay. That's just informational for you.
All right, thank you. Permission to serve on the Indiana School Music Association Board?
Yes, I've been contacted by
neat.
The Isabel organization, the president, Glenn Northern. They have asked if I would represent the administration from our region on the ISMA board. It's two meetings a year in Indianapolis, and the ISMA board pays all cost expenditures associated with that, all the mileage, et cetera. And it gives me an opportunity to work with Matt Conway and be a part of their organization as they work on improving the ISMA programming for all of our music students throughout the state of Indiana.
That's pretty cool.
I'm asking permission to be able to serve on that committee.
Move approval.
Second.
Seconded by Mrs. Springer and seconded by someone on this side of the table.
Mrs. Arias.
Further discussion. I think this is a great honor.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's very nice.
Allows you to get out of the super tip and run around a little bit and do some music stuff.
Carry your trombone or something.
How many directors are there?
Total?
On
the board?
Yeah.
There are, I think, total with administration and with band directors is about 24.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And if you ever need any one of us to travel with you.
Absolutely.
All expenses paid.
Sure. I think our next meeting retreats in the bottom.
Okay. Do we have to play an instrument?
Yes. Okay. I'll teach you to play cymbals like I did my son. Go on a trip with us, please.
All in favor signify by saying aye. We have a motion. Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed, nay. Permission granted. Criminal history background check requirements.
New legislation going into place July 1st requiring us to change the way we do criminal background checks. We have been doing what's called a limited history check with the state of Indiana, state police. Now it's called an expanded criminal history check. Has to go through every county in which a person has been a resident. Also requires a more in-depth FBI background check for all employees. Also must be paid for by the prospective employee. Currently, we do not pay for our background checks. We pay a $50 annual subscription service to Access Indiana, and we're able to do our background checks for free. This new process is just so comprehensive, they can't do it for free.
How much does it cost?
$28. The Wabash Valley Education Center, through their co-op, has worked out an arrangement with a vendor where you can do all this online. When you get down to the point of hiring someone, they have to actually go log on, put their information in, pay their fee. Background check comes back to the school. And as the information I provided for you, it shows there's a long, exhaustive list of prohibitive offenses. And we now, July 1st, have to comply with that.
It doesn't seem like we need a motion on this.
Eventually, we'll need a new policy. We do have a board policy. This came so fast, there really isn't time to present a new board policy for reading, but it will require us to implement a new board policy.
Okay, so I guess our motion should be to move ahead with changing our procedures to comply with the new law.
Yep.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mr. Manette. Discussion?
This only applies to new hires.
Correct.
Anything else?
How do they know if the applicant has honestly listed all counties they've ever lived in?
Well, the background check will reveal.
Because how will they know which ones to check if they don't tell them?
Background check should be able to correlate that data.
If you've ever run a background check, some come back with nothing listed, others come back with this much listed. And you just have to read through to pick out the details. And we will not be doing them ourselves, so that it will come to us with the information.
Any other comments? All in favor of moving on with this procedure, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Information to the board. I will pass around this card. I'll go ahead and read it. It's from Bob Troyer. Thank you very much for the floral arrangement for Dad. My mom and our family have truly been overwhelmed by all the support we've received from the West Lafayette community, Bob and family. So, and we appreciate you appreciating. Your dad was a special guy.
Yeah.
Any other information to the board? Personnel report.
Recommending your approval of the personnel report, and there's a long list of athletic coaches put into this packet to help us to maybe avoid the July 1st. I don't know. The other part of this is I'm happy to report that officially the recommendation is in place to recall two of our teachers, Mary Gibbs Westbrook and also Morgan Acey. That was from the fundraising that was going on. And so we're happy that we're getting two teachers back with the fundraising, and Mary is back there. And then the other thing that might be coming down the pike that I just want to give you a heads up on, we may, once with the stimulus budgets or the Title I money, our budget is approved, there would be stimulus money we think attached that might allow us to call back two to three teachers. And so we're waiting for that to be finalized, but we think in the coming days we'll know that pretty quickly. And so there is a capability of us being able to call back possibly two to three more elementary teachers from the stimulus money attached to the Title I budget.
Okay, and we've already given permission for you just to move on that.
Yes, you give them emergency authorization there.
What's the situation with when Brock cut all the, or we moved on cutting all the coaching positions? I thought that was going to create job opportunities for her, or callback opportunities.
It might. We're waiting to find out what the numbers are. You know, with not knowing the budget and not knowing the funding formula, All of those things are on hold, so I'm recommending that we don't touch anything with general fund expenditures until we know what the state budget's going to be, until we know what the funding formula is going to be. And if you read the paper, there's a great divide between what the budgets will be, and I'm hearing that it won't be done by June 30th. I'm hearing it's going to be done much later. That's one of the reasons I'm going down to Indianapolis tomorrow to testify about the budgets.
Any other questions about the personnel report? Well, I guess we need to have a motion to
move approval of the revised personnel report.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Springer, second by Mrs. Roush. Now, any questions? I guess I should have asked my question then. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Personnel report is approved.
Welcome back, Mary.
Thank you.
Yes, good. We're happy to have you.
Hopefully a few more will be joining your ranks shortly if Title I comes through for us the way we think it will.
I'm hopeful.
We are too.
And the foundation is in the process of sending out a community-wide letter to ask for more money to save teachers' jobs. Accounts payable.
Recommend that we pay accounts, pay our bills.
Let's get a motion on the table.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Roush, second by Mrs. Anderson. Discussion, questions?
You know, on our legal fees on page 18, does it say what span of time?
There were two invoices in there. Because of the irregular meeting dates we've been having, some bills are getting clumped together, so there were two separate months in that.
Okay.
Talking about the...
Yeah. Ryle.
Yes.
What's that page 18?
I had noted that too. So okay.
Yeah. I had the same thing when I was re-reviewing them, because I approved them individually and then they got paid together, so... Several of the claims are that way this time.
And it's been a month removed since our last meeting.
Yeah.
The next page, page 19, Tippecanoe School Corporation tuition.
Mm-hmm. That's for a student who attends the Wildcat program. I think this is a cosmetology student. I believe that's one of the ones. But we pay by the semester for that.
Okay.
Have we been, and I don't recall seeing this, been reimbursed by Benton County Schools?
We got that check this week. Okay. Actually, Friday. I'm sorry. It came last Friday.
He's waiting for a nasty letter from me, but I don't know what's right.
So on page 14, the payment is done.
Yes, that's the back part of the repaying, what he gave back, and then he's donating it back.
Yeah. Any other comments or questions?
I was just looking on page 24. It looked like we had some boiler repair expense.
Well, you've been having tremendous boiler repair expenses, and so I was hoping that this GO opportunity might kick in. Our physical plant is having a lot of problems, especially at the high school.
So we're trying to just do the repairs as opposed to replace it at this point because we don't have the funding to replace it.
First, we had issues with the glycol, and then we have issues with the tubes leaking and repair and replacement.
It'd be great to get this grant, yeah.
And to be honest with you, I put the total burden on the lack of maintenance that we paid for through our previous period. And I wish there was a way that I legally could take action, but so far we'd have to show absolute negligence, and we don't have the documentation yet to do it.
Anything else?
I'm back to page 30, city bus. June transport coordinator. I guess I was just curious, is there a lag, or did we actually have transport in June?
Which page?
Yeah, it's page 30, top midway down.
Yeah, second to the bottom.
Oh, 30. 10 months, I believe, we pay for that.
Oh, okay.
So that would be the 10th month.
10-month contract.
That particular one is paid over 10, it's $39,000 total, yeah, it was 10 months.
That clears that up.
Yep.
And then the, on the next page, the Olin McGuire ship bill, that'll actually come under the GOB?
Yes, that's the new, we find out in this. This is for the Happy Hollow addition, all of the design work on there.
Okay.
That's all the new GOB. And again, that was two different invoices for two different spans of time.
Connie, was most of the debt service fund payments for semi-annual payments on leases?
The health, or the, I'm sorry, the building corporation lease is $1.4 million, and the GO about $200,000, and then the other debt service for severance, about $44,600.
And the building corporation leases for all facilities?
It's a high school building corporation, yeah.
That's a, what's the market value of that facility that's on some other documents?
$49 million.
$49 million.
Well, I'm thinking about selling it to Purdue.
Sale leaseback.
I offered them $100 million, or asked $100 million for it from Purdue. They just kind of looked at me.
You can't receive anything you don't ask for, so. It's the art of negotiation.
Well, I was starting high, you know, maybe they give me.
You don't want to bid against yourself.
Yeah.
You got a future.
Thank you.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about, actually. I mean, there's some way of looking at that lease and ownership of the facility and the lease rate relative to the fair market value, whether, I haven't read the lease, and I guess you're kind of dealing with yourself and to some extent, but I'm just wondering if there's a way of generating funding or dropping operating costs or something, because it is, we're not hurting with the debt service fund, I understand, but
so it's a way to generate revenue.
Yeah, since it's such a significant number.
And I do think that might be one of the action steps that might be considered, strategy 7 or 8 or explore.
The only other thing I had was Janet's fee for the strategic plan, was it $1,500?
Yes.
That's it?
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
She put up with this.
Yeah, it'll be a favor. Plus, I'm taking her to Lady and Son July 7th in Savannah, Georgia.
Lady and Son, restaurant?
Yeah. Well, Paula Dean's restaurant.
She was well worth $1,500.
I've seen that fee, I mean, just from personal experience, $30,000, $40,000 before.
She was trained, she was certified in the Cambridge strategic planning training, and the gentleman that we brought in to Lake Central charged us $15,000 for 3 days.
Yeah. She did a great job.
Right.
Thank you.
Good call.
I try.
Shall we pay our bills?
I think I got through it.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We will pay them.
Mrs. Sutter, may I just do one more little thing?
I'm sorry.
It's okay. This is informational. This does not relate to claims, but I just want to make the board aware. Last month, you approved the Wonderful Weekdays agreement, and there was a question over some wording that we retyped, sent back to them. Their board approved it, but there were two words, and this doesn't require action. It's just informative. On the second page, it said, providing Wonderful Weekdays Cumberland School. We had gymnasium rather than the word cafeteria, and then in parentheses, former cafeteria, gymnasium and cafeteria were flipped. So we just re-flipped the words, they've signed it, and it'll be in the signature file for re-signing. So it doesn't change the agreement at all, just more of a grammatical type, not real grammatical.
Okay, nouns. I'd like to say I appreciate the job that Connie and Mike and Rocky are doing on this aspect of managing the corporation, because we're dealing with so much uncertainty and there's so significant constraints. I think the combination of financial planning, I mean, is a very, very difficult exercise out here right now. And so, you know, kudos to you for doing the job you're doing and maintaining your sanity.
Well, the two guests are being
that's question.
Yeah. I think we all second that.
She does a great job.
Yeah, thank you for allowing me to do that last thing.
Board and superintendent reports. I'll go through this very quickly. Community council discussion. Finance, strategic planning, no foundation, West Lafayette Schools.
You already mentioned the main thing.
Glass, health and wellness, high ability, Karen. Your health and wellness. Legislative liaison, I think we're all kind of up to date on everything there. Negotiations.
Started Tuesday.
Yes.
That was our first meeting.
Went very well, and we're meeting again June 30th.
Okay. Neighborhood Coalition, they're still kind of out there. Yeah. Park Board?
Let's see. Summer playground program is full. Of course, all summer programs, tennis lessons, swimming pool, full swing. International sports clubs, they are conducting outdoor yoga sessions in various locations throughout Lafayette, West Lafayette and Purdue. And they have two outdoor, and these will be free, in West Lafayette, Saturday, July 11th, 8:30 to 10, Cumberland Park.
Will there be a physician on call?
I just wondered. There will be trained instructors who I am 99% certain are CPR certified.
That's even better.
So Saturday, July 11th, 8:30 to 10 at Cumberland Park, and then Saturday, August 8th, again 8:30 to 10, but at Tapawingo Park.
West Lafayette Purdue relationships. I don't think anything's going on. City Council redevelopment.
Never heard.
Public Schools Foundation. Safe routes to school. Who's that?
Larry's been, I think, or Bob.
You guys have anything to report? Keeping them safe.
They're getting around pretty well the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
Hey. I just wanted to mention that I went to this meeting for you.
Okay,
for those who didn't know that I went. The School Budgeting Finance Seminar, jointly sponsored by the ISBA, the superintendents, whatever, and the business officers organizations. It was Friday the 19th. It was excellent. I learned a lot. It was the first time I'd been to one of these meetings that was focused on business professionals for schools rather than school boards or superintendents. So all the talks were really geared for them. The questions were from them, and the sidebar discussions were among them, and it was really eye-opening for me. So I appreciate the opportunity to go to that, and I think I gained a lot from that. So a lot of good information about the stimulus money, new regulations, how it's going to be funded. There was also a session, a panel of people who have done referendums, both general fund and capital projects funds, and they all talked about their experiences and their recommendations of how to proceed or not to proceed with that. And that was also good information. And Connie was there and Mike Turner, so they brought that information back for Rocky. So I think we're all good.
What you shared about the referendum system when you and I talked the other day was very interesting on that general fund, so it was good.
The information sheet.
Yeah. And I can pass that book around if anybody's interested in it, because the PowerPoints are all in there.
So,
in following Rocky's lead, I met with Dr. Marcia Gentry this past week, who was recruited by Purdue's Department of Education to come in and head up the coordination of the high ability efforts on part of Purdue to work with schools, and she has agreed to come in, and, you know, part of our responsibility is to conduct a school-wide assessment, and she's going to do that gratis. She does have a child in fifth grade at Happy Hollow. There wasn't any pressure put on her, no, but she just... And she's very excited about that and helping us with staff development, so we made them.
Okay, will that be K through 6 or 1 through 6?
Actually, she said K-12.
Oh.
I don't have anything in writing yet, but when I do, I will submit this.
Okay. How wonderful.
So, Rocky, will that information be part of the our report card that you make? That's one of the categories, right? Yes. Identifying our ability.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see how that goes after we actually do assessments to identify our ability. We should see a huge jump, I'm hoping.
We're moving forward. We are moving forward. It may seem like we're spinning our wheels, but we are moving forward.
Another item I think you have in your packets is a reminder of the Summer Board Member Academy, mm-hmm. ISBA, in Indianapolis, Marriott East, July 9 and 10. I think these have always been very beneficial. So whoever can go, make sure you contact Helen, let her know. Will you be going or will you be?
I'll be on vacation.
I love it. I am planning on going, but I have to look at a variety of things before I can really confirm it. Anything else?
I have just two things.
Sure.
Summer School Strings and Band program concluded last night with an outstanding student concert. There was a record number of students who attended the summer school this year. Traditionally, the strings program will have 150 students. Band was up by about 35 students this year. And that was really good. So 273.
That's great.
The summer school students.
Are they all at your house?
And I had sent everyone an email regarding board officers for next year, so I would appreciate everyone's input.
We have no one in the audience who wishes to communicate about non-agenda items unless you have changed your mind or ever hold your peace. Future meetings. July 14th, is that the, or did we go with 13th?
Up to you. I think we were talking about July
14th. Yeah, I think 14 was it. Yeah, and most of us, yeah, right. Tuesday.
That's Tuesday to 14th.
Right. At 7.
Organizational meeting followed by the regular school board meeting.
Just in your thing, it says Wednesday to 14th.
Right.
Right.
It should be Tuesday. Thank you. My question also, while you're here, I think, we think that everything will be set up at the Cumberland Edition. Be ready to go. So my thinking is that we would hold our meeting at the Cumberland Edition. And so you could take a tour of the Edition and see it. If there's an issue with recording the meeting, we could do a mini work session there and then come back over here to finish the regular business at hand. But I think you would like to see at some point the finished product and what it looks like. And so if you're open to that, we could meet at 7 p.m. On July 14th at the Cumberland Edition, the computer lab. And I'll be there showing you the way to the computer lab. I think you'll be very happy with what the kids now have compared to the closet that they had for their previous computer lab. Does that sound all right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mrs. Roush, that we adjourn. Discussion. Anyone want to say, oh, please, no? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Nay, we are adjourned.
What a miracle. That's what happens when we don't eat for a month.